now. First of all, in part two, the spellings we have for you are four of them. The first one is imaginary. Very easy.
Imagine, 想象 imagination, 想象力 imaginary, 形容词想象的
I-M-A-G-I-N-A-R-Y, imaginary.
词汇学习非常关键 imaginary 也是一个扩大你词汇量的好方法
Number two, establish, another easy one, establish, E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H, establish.
Establish, 建立建立、啊、这个词用的太多太多了
yeah, yeah, yeah.
什么样的成就 establishment、
mm-hmm.
你建立起来什么、
right.
establish、啊、这个词非常好
can also use set up
set up 也可以代替、
yeah. number three is privacy or privacy
privacy 好吧
in British you say privacy P-R-I-V-A-C-Y privacy
英国人真的是这么发音的吗、
mm.
privacy
yeah Americans privacy
你也过度了privacy 美式发音是 privacy、
yeah.
英式发音是 privacy、
嗯、
都可以大家选择隐私
Number four Punishment P-U-N-I-S-H-M-E-N-T Punishment
Punishment 这个词我在翻译成中文的时候我也必须谨慎如果我的发音错了那么就会扣掉50块钱这个词的中文呢是惩罚大家说我说的对不对、
yeah.
punishment
说的对
punishment.
No punishment for you OK now we have 5 idioms for this part The first one is a very how word It's imaginary friends Now do Chinese children have these? Imaginary friends These are friends that don't actually exist But many children have them and believe they are real
For example有可能比如说自己的洋娃娃 or the dolls
No, but these do not have a body These are real imaginations My sister had one Her name was Fenersa And we used to have to eat dinner with her at the table A lot of children have imaginary friends that aren't really there
真的吗
You never heard of this?
But 难道不是有个实体在吗
No, nothing.
凭空想象出来的。
Nothing. It's just invisible.
但是您刚才举的那个例子，家里那个也太神奇了吧？他想象的那个还有一个名字叫粉什么？
嗯哼，
粉什么
？Fenersa.
Fenersa.
It was a name.
吃饭的时候还坐在他旁边。
Yeah.
哎呀，好灵异啊！我觉得。真的吗？那就是说孩子从小就会有一个想象当中的名字。
Very very common.
朋友。
Very common.
我小的时候有没有想象中的朋友呢
？Very very common.
为什么这么现实呢？我怎么没有想出来有呢 ？Imaginary friend 就是 make up friend that lots of children have and believe in.
嗯哼，
快快，大家来跟我们证明一下，您小的时候有没有自己想象中的朋友？
嗯，
超人吧，算不算啊
？Well, it could be anybody, could be anyone.
圣诞老人。
嗯。Now, number two, Mrs. So and So. This is just a way of saying 那个谁。What's her name?
连这个都有英文的说法啊。
Yeah, Mrs. So and So, Mr. So and So,
So and So,
So and So.
你想在 gossip 在八卦时候的一样那个啊、哦，那个谁谁谁。
嗯。
Mrs. So and So.
Yep.
哇太
Doesn't really mean anything. It's just
太地道了，语言根本就是一体的。
Yeah, that's right.
好，第三个。
Number three, Americans, I don't think have this way of speaking. Can't be bothered. This means too lazy to do something. Can't be bothered.
不能被烦扰。Can't be bothered.、
Mm.
Bother 就是那种打扰别人嘛、
yeah.
啊，被烦扰。B-O-T-H-E-R.
But it doesn't really mean 烦扰 It just means too lazy, just too.
我就太懒了，今天什么也不想做。今天反正就有首歌唱的是叫什么？就是我知道那个有一首歌叫 Bruno Mars， 他有一首歌叫 Lazy， 叫什么 Lazy Day 好像。
嗯，
我看到有的中文的译版把它翻译成“爷今天什么也不想做”，就是这个意思。Too lazy to do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
好
And number four is very easy. Tea, but in Britain, this sometimes is used to mean dinner, the evening meal. Tea.
哦，我们就用茶来代替晚餐这一说法。
Yeah.
啊，倒是也挺好的。所以你要搞清楚，其实有的时候英国人在说茶、说 tea 的时候，不一定只是指 tea.
Exactly. Especially for children who eat their dinner earlier, so tea would be maybe 5 or 6 o'clock.
啊，那我的意思就是说，你来今天晚上给我做顿饭，
嗯，
就可以说 make a tea for me.
Jonica, yeah, but if you ask someone around for tea in Britain, it might mean food.
如果说你要某人去做个茶，不仅仅是做茶，而是去做顿饭，
could be both.
Ah.
And finally, a little bit harder is quid pro quo. Now this is Latin. Quid, Q-U-I-D, pro, P-R-O, quo, Q-U-O, and it just means you get what you deserve.
这个是拉丁啊，朋友们，今天我们还学一个拉丁文。再来一遍，再来一遍，怎么念
？Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah.
所以说，大家为什么大家恨拉丁，就是因为这个原因，太复杂。
But we use it a lot. It's very, very 常用的。
再来几遍吧。今天我们听的今天
quid pro quo. It means you get what you deserve.
就是说你 you get what you deserve.、
Mm.
你就该得。话怎么讲呢？就是这个就该是你的。
Yeah.
你叫
if you behave badly and you get punishment, that's what you deserve. Quid pro quo.
好绕口啊。
嗯。
他就没有其他的一些其他的说法了吗？就是 quid pro quo.
Oh, there are other ways of saying it, but this is just the way they in the clip.
哦，明白了。好啦。
Now for the questions. Number one, at what age do children really start lying?
好，第二段呢，我们要去解析一些关键问题了。专家分析说呢，大概在几岁的年龄，孩子们就开始有了撒谎这个意识，并且有了这样的行动。
Number two, what two reasons does Tanya give for teenagers telling lies?
好，作为专家 ，Tanya 给了两个原因。孩子们以及青少年为什么会说谎？大家要注意听动词和名词的搭配。
And finally, what punishment does Tanya suggest for children who go out, leave the house without cleaning their teeth?
好吧，其中呢，举了一个例子，说有一家人啊，他们家孩呢说谎啊，说让他刷了牙再出门，他不刷，反而说他刷了。刷了牙以后呢，完了发现没有刷，结果在这种情况下就问专家说，这种要惩罚吗？需不需要惩罚他？说要的。那具体采用什么方式呢？专家说，那你们家就因地制宜，自己看着办吧。请问是什么方式呢？好，大家听听看。
So it is common, is it, for all children to start lying at what sort of age?
A lie has to be something where you know you're not telling the truth.And it doesn't really kick in full-time developing until about the age of 5. You know, some children have imaginary friends, and some children believe in those imaginary friends and will say, no, I didn't drop that and break it, Mrs. So-and-so did.
But that's not lying, is it?
No, my mother used to have to lay a place for the table for her.
Oh, yes, yeah.
In older kids, it gets slightly more complicated, because obviously, when you get to the teen years, teens will tell lies for all sorts of reasons, to establish independence, to keep their privacy.
This is from a listener who says that my boys are 15 and 12, and still, as they walk out of the house for school in the morning, say, yes, they've cleaned their teeth, when I know they haven't. Why do they bother lying about stuff like that?
Because they can't be bothered to do it, I suspect. You know, then you get into the whole question about, well, how do you deal with kids who lie? Do you punish them? What do you do? As children get older, I think, punishment is important. But I think if you've got your kids leaving the house not cleaning their teeth, then they come home and they don't have their tea cooked. I mean, I think it's a kind of quid pro quo when they're that old.
Play the game or find your own bedsit. I frequently use that at home. So it is common, is it, for all children to start lying at what sort of age?
A lie has to be something where you know you're not telling the truth.And it doesn't really kick in full-time developing until about the age of 5. You know, some children have imaginary friends, and some children believe in those imaginary friends and will say, no, I didn't drop that and break it, Mrs. So-and-so did.
But that's not lying, is it?
No, my mother used to have to lay a place for the table for her.
Oh, yes, yeah.
In older kids, it gets slightly more complicated, because obviously, when you get to the teen years...Teens will tell lies for all sorts of reasons, to establish independence, to keep their privacy.
This is from a listener who says that my boys are 15 and 12, and still, as they walk out of the house for school in the morning, say, yes, they've cleaned their teeth, when I know they haven't. Why do they bother lying about stuff like that?
Because they can't be bothered to do it, I suspect. You know, then you get into the whole question about, well, how do you deal with kids who lie? Do you punish them? What do you do? As children get older, I think, punishment is important. But I think if you've got your kids leaving the house not cleaning their teeth, then they come home and they don't have their tea cooked. I mean, I think it's a kind of quid pro quo when they're that old.
Play the game or find your own bedsit. I frequently use that at home.
所以很好玩，这个最后一段的精华都出来了，都在主持人的这个口中，说 play the game or find your own bedsit.
A bedsit is aflat by an apartment.
就是说一个起居是一个卧室吗、
mm.
对不对
So she's saying, agree with me, behave properly, or you can leave home.
天哪
funny,
你要么同意我要么就滚呗、
mm.
好就 I frequently use that at home、
mm.
这是最后一句了哈不过我们先从头开始看哈看他的喜剧点在哪些地方好开始第二段 Part 2
So, it's common, is it, for all children to start lying at what sort of age?
主持人就说看来是儿童撒谎就是天性了那么大概是在几岁的时候开始形成这个意识和行为的呢
A lie has to be something where you know you're not telling the truth. It doesn't really start developing full time until about the age of 5.
前面都是啦啦啦啦啦啦后面是 in full time developing until about the age of 5.
Some children have imaginary friends, and some children believe in them, and will say, no, I didn't drop that or break it, Mrs. So-and-so did.
哦，明白了，有的朋友，小朋友呢，是有想象当中的朋友，啊，这个好像应该不算。那有的人呢，他是做了什么事情，说自己没做，啊，否认做过的事情，比如说，哎，我没有打碎那个瓶子啊，那个也不是我呀，是谁做的呀，等等。
But that's not lying, is it?
说这个应该不算撒谎吧。
No, my mother used to have to lay a place at the table for dinner for my imaginary friend.
啊，她说没有，这个不算，因为我的妈妈呢，以前曾经专门在吃饭的时候旁边放个桌子给我那个想象中的朋友。我觉得大家都好通灵啊。
In older children, it gets slightly more complicated because obviously, when you get to the teen years, teenagers will tell lies for all sorts of reasons.To establish independence, to keep their privacy.
这段话非常关键。说大一些岁数的孩子呢，他们就可以开始学会，已经自发的学会各种各样的理由来说谎，为的是什么呢 ？To establish independence,
to keep their privacy. This is from a listener who says, "My boys are 15 and 12, and still, as they walk out of the house for school, they say, 'Yes, they've cleaned their teeth.'" When I know they haven't.
这是发生在我自己家里的事情。两个孩子，一个十五，一个十二。早上出门的时候，他们说：“是的，妈妈，我们已经刷了牙了。”事实上，他们并没有。
Why do they bother lying about stuff like
that? 我是没明白，这么小的事情，他们为什么要说谎
？Because they can't be bothered to do it, I suspect.
因为他们太懒了，根本不想刷。
Then you get into the whole question about how do you deal with children who lie? Do you punish them? What do you do?
好吧，那遇到这样的情况下，作为专家，您给我们支支招，是该惩罚他们呢，还是不要啊？
Well, I think if you've got kids leaving the house, not cleaning their teeth, when they come home, they don't have their tea cooked.
好吧，如果他们出门的时候没刷牙，我们家的规定就是到家的时候没有饭可以吃。
That's a kind of quid pro quo when they're that old.
因为这么大的年纪你还做这样的事情那么就是你应有所得。
Play the game or find your own bedsit.
What a strict mom.
I don't suppose that she'll really do that.
当然不会真的这么做了只是说说而已嘛哈。所以今天我们至少有两个很大的收获就是说研究到孩子为什么会撒谎。当有的时候你看我们经常听电视里的专家说当孩子撒谎的时候不要一开始就非常激动的去斥责他们去 scold, 去 smack 他们不要去打不要去骂去想一想他们为什么会这样有什么目的他们要达到
Well, I think the first thing that you've got to really start to do is talk to them and ask them.
对
That's the main thing.
文明的做法是非常 civilized 的一种做法跟他们说一说谈一谈聊一聊你为什么这么做 Tell us.
But when they carry on doing it, you have to start doing something.
对如果他们持续这么做下去的话才可以去采取一些行为
Because it could get serious.
否则会更严重、yeah. 第一题At what age do children usually really start lying?
Well, Say has got this right. They really start at about the age of 5.
All right. 好，五岁。但是 I remember when I was 3 years old, I told a lie.
Oh, what lie was that?
我已经记不得了。It's something about the kindergarten.
Okay.
所以说 when I was 3 years old?
Yes,
I can tell what a human being I am from that time on.
But maybe it's Busuan at that age.
Anyway, I hate going to the kindergarten.
Right.
So I told my mom that I've been hit by somebody.
Right. Okay.
I wish that she could took me home.
Well, we all know the story about Peter who cried wolf, don't we?
有类似的故事。
Yeah. Number two, which two reasons does Tanya give for teenagers telling lies?
也算是今天我们思考的结果。第一个呢是要建立他们的独立感
，establish their independence
啊，一定要独立。十几岁、十五六岁特别想独立那会儿，叛逆。第二个呢，
To keep their privacy.
要保护自己的隐私。
They want that, don't they?
谁愿意在13岁写日记的时候被别人翻看啊、对不对、好，要保护自己的隐私，都是处于保护自己，因为他们自我的概念 as a human being, 我的自我概念已经是形成了、所以我要为我自我做事情。
That's right. And finally, what punishment does Tanya suggest for children who leave the house without cleaning their teeth?
该我爱笑的。
She suggests that they don't have their tea cooked for them.